So yesterday we discussed the second verse of the fifth chapter of fifth canto. Today we'll discuss the fourth verse, which is also a very important.
All these verses are very important because
they're the instruction of an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev. So the fourth verse goes like, Nunang pramatta kurute bikarma, jad indriya pritaya aprinati, na sadhu manne yata atmanoyam, asannapi kleshada ashadeha. Nunam means indeed. Pramatta, mad. Kurute, performs. Vikarma, sinful activities, forbidden in the scriptures. Jat, that. Jat, when. Indriya pritaye, for sense gratification. Aprinati, engages. No, not. Sadhu, befitting. Manne, I think. Yataha, by which. Atmanaha, of the soul. Ayam, this. Asan, being temporary. Api, although. Kleshada, giving misery. Asha, became possible. Deha, the body. So, the meaning of this verse, translation, when a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of all misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body. But he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Isn't it a beautiful instruction? Please repeat. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living. And engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body, which, although temporary, is the cause of all his miseries. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body. But he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Should he try to memorize the verse? How many of you know this verse? Memorize the verse. No. Should he try, huh? Okay. So, Should we learn the technique of memorizing? How many of you know the technique of memorizing verses? Okay. So what's the first principle? First principle is repetition. The second principle? The first word of each line. Actually, at the beginning, you know, must know the meaning. Better still is to understand, know the meaning of every word. That goes a long way. So, anyway, but as far as memorizing is concerned, considering we know that we understand the meaning, we know the meaning. The first principle is repetition. Then, after repeating, the second principle is to try to remember the first word of each line. The third principle is repetition, write it on a piece of paper and try to recall it from time to time. And the fourth principle, try to sing it. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jad indriya pritaye aprinoti na sadhu manneyat atmanoyam asanna pikleshada ashadeha. So these are the few steps. If we follow these steps, memorizing becomes quite possible. Okay, so first is repetition. Nunam, I'll say once, you say three times. Nunam.
Nunam.
Pramatya.
Pramatya. Pramatya. Pramatya.
Kurute.
Kurute. Kurute. Kurute.
Vikarma.
Vikarma. Vikarma. Vikarma.
Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma.
Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma.
Jad indriya.
Jad indriya.
Prita.
Jad indriya. Jad indriya.
Pritaya.
Pritaya. Pritaya. Pritaya.
Aprinoti.
Aprinoti. Aprinoti. Aprinoti.
Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti.
Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti. Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti. Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti.
So what's the first word of the first line? Does the rest of the line come? Okay, the first word of the second line? Rest of the line? Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti. Jad indriya pritayo aprinoti. Jad indriya pritaya. Meaning, jad indriya pritayo aprinoti. That when they are engaged in sense gratification, indriya pritaya, for the pleasure of the indriya senses. Jad indriya pritaya aprinoti. What's the meaning of the word aprinoti? Engages, yeah. And nunang pramatta, nunang means indeed. Pramatta, pramatta means mad. Kurute. Kurute means performs. Be karma, sinful activities forbidden in the scripture. Na, the third line.
Na, na.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.
Manne.
Manne. Manne. Manne.
Yata.
Yata. Yata. Yata.
Atmano.
Atmano. Atmano. Atmano.
Ayam.
Ayam. Ayam. Ayam.
Atmanoyam.
Atmanoyam. Atmanoyam, Atmanoyam.
Na sadhu manne yato Atmanoyam.
Na sadhu manne yato Atmanoyam.
What is the first word of this line? What is the rest of the line? Na sadhu manne yat atmanoyam. Na sadhu manne yat atmanoyam.
Asan napi.
Kleshada.
Ashadeha.
Asannapi kleshada ashadeha. So what's the first word? Asannapi. The rest of the line?
Asannapi kleshada ashadeha.
So very good. Asannapi ashad klesha. Asannapi ashada. I'm sorry. Asannapi kleshada ashadeha. Asannapi kleshada ashadeha. So the third line, the first word. Na sadhu manne. Jana sadhu manne yat atmanoyam. And then the first, fourth line. First word. Asannapi kleshada asadeha. So, then what will you do next? So, let us repeat once again. Nunam pramatya kurute vikarma.
Nunam pramatya kurute vikarma.
Jadindriya pritayo aprinoti. Na sadhu manne yato atmanoyam. Asan napi klesha ashadeha. So almost got it, right? So you see, like, but the thing is that we remember, but we forget also. So that's why, to keep it in our memory, the best thing is to write it down in a piece of paper. Keep that paper in your pocket, and then from time to time, you try to remember. If you can't remember, just look at the paper. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of his life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Begging, borrowing and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse, because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, Ashango hi ayam purushaha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world. But due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. So, very simple instruction. Why do we get this material body? Due to our past activity, good or bad, in the material sense. But actually, yeah, bikarma, wrong action, due to a wrong action. Wrong action means the actions that are pertaining to the material sense gratification. That actions that are for sense gratification. What is the right action? Right action is spiritual action. What is the wrong action? Material action. Spiritual action is the right action, material action is the wrong action. So bikarma literally means materialistic actions. Materialistic actions means actions for sense gratification, indriya pritaye, for the sense gratification. And so we have got this material body as a result of our desire for sense gratification. But what is the result of this material body? This material body is meant for, is it meant for enjoyment or suffering? Indriyesh, the material body is meant for suffering. Sometimes I give an example, like take any part of your body, like a very insignificant part, your little finger, or what is very insignificant part. Take any part, maybe little finger of the little finger or the toe or any part of the body. Tip of the nose, lobe of the ear. Now consider in how many ways you can inflict pain in those parts of the body. Just take the lobe of the ear. We are practically not even aware of its existence, right? But take a pin and pinch it. What will you get? Take a knife and cut it. What will you get? Take some fire and burn it. Take a pliers and press it. Right? So many ways we can think of inflicting pain on this earlobe. But consider in how many ways you can give pleasure to this earlobe. Hello, can you think of some ways to give pleasure to this earlobe? Can't think of any. And that principle can apply to any part of our body. That principle applies to any part of our body. So what it actually implies, what it means? That this body is meant for suffering. This body is a receiver of pain. This body is actually meant for receiving pain. Now this body is meant for receiving pain, but we are trying to enjoy. Now, is it possible? Like, can you enjoy through some instrument that is meant for receiving pain? So that is the illusion. Maya means the illusion that illusion that we are trying to enjoy through this body. This body is not meant for enjoyment. The body is meant for serving the Lord. This body is meant for serving the Lord. So that is the real spiritual activity. Like, if at all this we need to use this body, it must be used for serving the Lord. So that is how we rectify. This body can be used in two ways. This body can be used either for sense gratification, or this body can be used for serving the Lord. Now, remember the previous verse? Like what the previous verse that we discussed, what did it actually imply? That if this body is used for austerities, or abstaining from material sense gratification, or rather, the real meaning of that verse actually was that if we want liberation from material bondage, then we must give up sense gratification. Isn't it? That was the sum and substance of the verse. What is the highest form of sense gratification? Sex desire. Therefore, that is the thing that one must abstain, give up. Those who are aspiring for spiritual advancement must give up sex desire. There is no other way. Because sex desire is actually the intense, most intense form of sense gratification. Now this verse is actually going even further. A consideration of this verse is the body can be utilized for two purposes. One for sense gratification, one for serving Krishna. Now if it is engaged in sense gratification, then it will simply bring repeated misery for us. And as a result of that, what will happen? One body will lead to another body. That body will lead to another body. In this way, we'll keep on cycling transmigration of bodies. Like we'll be keep on migrating from one body to another endlessly. But when it is engaged in serving the Lord, which hasn't been clearly mentioned here, but this is what we understand from the scriptures, especially from Prabhupada's teachings. When this body is engaged in serving Krishna, then that becomes the cause of liberation. And through this body, to serve Krishna is actually sadhana bhakti. This is the practice. We are practicing. Actually, the real service to the Lord will be rendered by the pure spirit soul. Only the spirit soul can render the spiritual service to the Lord. But when we are in this material body and we engage our material body to serve the Lord, then that is the stage of sadhana bhakti, practicing stage. We are practicing. We are using the body to learn how to serve the Lord. And as a result of that, what will happen? Who knows? When the body is engaged in serving the Lord through practicing devotional service, then what will happen? Very good point. Then the body will become spiritualized. Although material, that body will be spiritualized. Nikhilashyapi avasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyate. Iha jasya harer darshe karmana manasa gira. when this, our activities through the body, activities of the mind, and activities of our tongue, karmana, manusha, gira, is engaged in serving the Lord. Harir dashe is engaged, service to the Lord. Nikhilashvapi avasthashu, in all condition, he is jivan mukta sauchyate, he is liberated. So that is the Haribol. Welcome to Khandala. Sit down. We are delaying the class for you. No, that's all right. So finally we started. We almost ended the class. He told me that you're coming in 15 minutes. That was about 40 minutes ago. Anyway, so when this body is engaged, not only the body, we have actually three aspects of our activities: physical, mental, and oral. What we speak has its effect also. Gira, karmana, manasa, gira. Nikhila shrapi avasthasu, in all condition. Nikhila means all. Avasthasu, condition. Jivan mukta sa uchyate, he is liberated. How does it happen? It happens by engaging the body in the service of Krishna, the body becomes spiritualized. Engaging the mind in the service of Krishna, meaning thinking about Krishna, the mind is spiritualized. In this way, not only the gross body, but subtle body actually becomes spiritualized. The first actually is the subtle body. The action actually takes place in the subtle body. Mind, therefore Krishna puts so much emphasis on the verse, man mana bhava. In Bhagavad Gita, that verse is actually the most affirmative. Man mana bhava, with your mind, just think of me. So when that happens, then the mind becomes spiritualized. If the mind is thinking about Krishna all the time, is it material or spiritual? In this way, when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, then what happens to his intelligence? What is the Sanskrit word for intelligence? Buddhi. Teshang satata yuktanam bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. I give him spiritual intelligence. So when one becomes engaged in serving Krishna, then Krishna gives him the spiritual intelligence. Then what happens to his intelligence? Intelligence is spiritualized. And in this way, when one becomes engaged in serving the Lord, what happens to his false ego? When one is situated in his service to the Lord, when one becomes a servant of Krishna, then does he have false ego? His identity becomes spiritualized. Right? That is jiver sarup hai Krishna nityadas. So when in this way mind, intelligence and false ego are purified and spiritualized, does he have a subtle body? Consisting of mind, intelligence and false ego? No, his body has become spiritualized. So that means what happens? The gross body is there. But in the gross body there is no subtle body. The spiritual body, spirit soul, pure spirit soul. So now is that body material or spiritual? So that is the point. Jivan mukta sauchyate. Although living, he is liberated. He is spiritualized. And in this verse, na sadhu manne, I do not consider to be befitting an intelligent person. It's not befitting an intelligent person to become engaged in sense gratification. Asanna pikleshada asadeva. Be engaged in the activities of the body for sense gratification, which is actually kleshada, which is meant for suffering, which is meant to receive pain. So, first word of the first line, rest of the line, second line, first word, yat. Very good. Jad indriya pritaye aprinoti. What is the third line, first word of the third line? Halayuza. Very good. Na sadhu manne yata atmanoyayam. Na sadhu manne yata atmanoyam. And asanna asannapi kleshada asadeha. Now Mahabhagavat will recite the whole verse. Anyway, we can see little endeavor, you can remember the verse, right? And the thing with giving it a tune, giving a tune actually makes it easy to remember. Nunang pramatya kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaye aprinoti. Na sadhu manne yatayatmanoyam asannapi kleshada ashadeha. Okay. Thank you. Any question? Who? Okay.
And that he is reading, like, controlling about the gross sex desire. So that is understood. That one can have an after pressure, one can control this gross sex desire, or being in association of it, but also control this subtle sex desire. Basically, what exactly is
the
subtle sex desire?
Subtle sex desire is the desire for distinction, adoration and profit. To become somebody. It's in the subtle plane. When you desire to become big, when you, you know, that is also a material desire to enjoy. I want to become big, I want to become great, I want to become famous. So one may have given up his, you know, abstain from gross sex desire, but the subtle sex desire remains. Therefore, a devotee must try to become humble. By being humble only, see, one may be able to conquer sex desire, but if this desire for distinction, adoration and profit remains, then, you know, in the subtle plane, you know, his tendency to enjoy the material nature remains. And it will come out. Unless and until it's properly controlled. And the way to control is service to Krishna. See, why service to Krishna is so wonderful Because then you are depending upon Him. You are not trying to become the controller yourself. See, the desire for distinction, adoration and profit ultimately comes to what? The desire to lord over, desire to control. So when you don't have the desire to control, rather you become a servant of Krishna and try to be controlled by Krishna. Then, you see, the tendency to enjoy the material nature automatically disappears. Because then you are trying to give pleasure to Krishna, not give pleasure to yourself. All right. You have a question? Okay. Yes. No, intelligence also is matter. It's subtle matter. Mind is matter. Intelligence is matter. False ego is matter. It starts off with the subtlest thing is the small false ego. You know, this tendency to lord over, tendency to become the enjoyer, is a material element. And it covers the soul. Then subsequent covering is intelligence. I want to enjoy. Now how am I going to enjoy? Intelligence. Covering of intelligence. And now consciousness is flowing towards the material direction, mind. Sorry. Okay, any other question? Mahabhagavat, do you have any question? Three kleshas. Three kleshas.
Mind.
Three kleshas are adhi atmik, adhi bhautik, and adhi daivik. The klesha, the suffering that you get from mind and body. Somebody comes and hits me, I get hurt. That is a klesha caused by body. Somebody insults me and I feel bad. That's the klesha of the mind. Adhi, these two fall in the category of adhi atmik. Then pleasure, the suffering caused by others, you know, others are causing me suffering. So, you know, like somebody is walking down the road and some hoodlums attacking him and beat him up. That's suffering caused by others. And third category is the suffering caused by the demigods. Adhi daivik.
Like there is a flood,
tsunami, earthquake. We don't have any control over these three kinds of suffering. Isn't it? A person may be very wealthy, very healthy, very learned, very famous. Apparently he seems to be a very happy man. But he ends up getting cancer. Then when he gets cancer, how does he feel? Is he able to enjoy although all the facilities are there? Suffering. Somebody is very rich, very happy, very comfortably situated. Some dacoits come and attack his house, attack him, beat him up, torture his family members, steal all the money. Can one have a control over that? Someone is very happy, has a palace, lives in very comfortable situation. All of a sudden there is an earthquake and everything just collapses. So can anybody control over that? Therefore, this material nature is a place of suffering, and we can't avoid that. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So everyone is alright with the fasting till 12? Good. So Mirabai, I believe you want to speak to me.